Hello, everyone. This is Candace Burke, and we're back on our hour special of Community Spotlight. And we just got finished talking with Jennifer Douglas, who is here to talk all about Rio Milagro and this amazing, wondrous, magical Churro Sheep. So now I'm really happy to have Damie Nelson, the president of our PFLAG of Silver City. So welcome back, Damie.
Hey, Candace, good to see you again.
It's always good to see you. So you have a lot to share with us today. Of course, Damie, you're going to just briefly, you know, for our listeners who may not be familiar with PFLAG, just a brief overview, and then we're going to segue into July 4th and the parade and what the needs are there. So thank you, Damie.
Okay, so for those of you that are uninitiated, I'll give you a brief overview of PFLAG. The organization with a really lousy acronym, but you know, it's what we've got. So PFLAG originally stood for Parents, Families, and Friends of Lesbians and Gays, but of course we are all learning these days that the gender expression spectrum and the sexual orientation spectrum is much larger among human beings than we ever imagined. So we're getting taught by all these young people that are identifying themselves somewhere along that spectrum, and it's really beautiful. PFLAG was founded in 1973 by a school teacher in New York City named Jean Manford. She was the mother of a gay son. And in, I believe it was the 1972 Pride Parade, she marched beside her son, Morty, carrying a sign that said, "Parents of gays, unite in support of our children." And so many young LGBTQ people ran up to her and begged, "Please, please talk to my parents." So the following year, she established a support group for parents, which became PFLAG. And today, PFLAG is the largest and oldest ally organization supporting equal rights for LGBTQ people in the United States, with over 200,000 members and 400 chapters nationwide, including Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico.
It's stupendous. I just love the origin story of PFLAG. And, you know, as an ally myself, I'm a, you know, proud aunt of a gay nephew, and I'm just overjoyed with all the great work what PFLAG has done and still doing.
Yeah, Jean Manford, she's such an example of how one person, one individual can make a huge difference to so many others. So don't give up. You know, if you've got a cause that you believe in, you can be the Jean Manford of your cause. So
absolutely. And, you know, as you always share with me every time you're on, you know, we've made so many steps forward, but there's also step backwards with the backlash and, you know, the homophobia and all the, you know, all the politics going on. These are setbacks. So like you always say, it's so important to vote.
Yeah, it often does seem like one step forward, two steps back, but we're being led by LGBTQ people themselves, so we as allies, we can trust them to just take us where they need to go, and we're there with them. And yeah, there's been a lot of backlash, especially against our transgender friends, family, neighbors, and we're here to make sure that progress continues.
Yeah, I think it's really important. You know, I had Scott Plate here, you know, last week talking about pride and how we have these movements, you know, principally because we had transgender women of color and a lesbian bouncer who took a stand. And now, and this, because of these brave women, we now have this movement.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm Scott's just an amazing person, and he knows so much about the history of LGBTQ people in the United States that I'm glad you had him on. So
yeah, me too.
Very cool.
Now let's hear more about what's going on with July 4th and the need for help with the march.
Yeah, once again, PFLAG and LGBTQ Grant County will be marching. I think we're going to have a float this year, but we'll be marching in the 4th of July parade through Silver City like we have for many, many years. And last year, we really put out an appeal to all the allies to come out and please march with us, because numbers matter. Having that visual expression of support and love is so important. So last year, we more than doubled our number of marchers. So we need to see that again. Let's triple it. One thing I would like to suggest is that if you and your family have a nice shady spot and you're watching the parade and you don't want to get out there in the hot sun with the rest of us, I get that totally. So, you know, it's a powerful thing if you just get up off the curb or out of your chair or walk over to us and march with us for just a couple of blocks, you know, and then return to your family, because you're going to be seen. And as an ally, it's really, really important that you come out as an ally.
Yes.
Because your work colleagues, your neighbors, they're going to be seeing you and they're going to be like, whoa, there's Janet, there's Joe, and they're marching with PFLAG. What does that mean? You know, and we need to have a conversation with them. They're onto something that maybe we need to know about. Or, you know, there might be a closeted person in the audience along the parade route that sees you and knows you as their, you know, elementary school teacher or their doctor or somebody that they work with. And it's like, wow, what an expression of love and support for you to just march along with us, even if it's for a couple of blocks.
I could not agree with you more. And it seems like every year there's more participants in the parade. And
yeah, the parade's a thing here, isn't it?
It really is a thing here. And you can also see the show of support when PFLAG, you know, marches.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful. Especially when we make that turn onto Bullard. And there's so many people lined up close by, you know, along Bullard. And you're making that eye contact. And people you know, people you don't know, they're waving and they're clapping. And it's really inspiring. And then I wish Hudson Street was a little bit less broad because, you know, the crowds are a little bit further away. But even along Hudson Street, there's lots of support for PFLAG.
Yeah, I think so, too. Now, tell us more how our listeners can make contact with PFLAG and become more involved.
Yeah, well, let's see. We have monthly meetings. We meet every month except January and July at the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship on Swan Street. And our meetings are the first Tuesday of the month. We meet at 6:00 in the evening, and we do have refreshments available. And those meetings are open to the public. We want everybody to be able to come and listen and learn. And during that time also, if there's an individual or a family that needs some more private support, it needs to maybe step aside into a quieter part of the UU and talk with one of our board members and let us know that what their needs are. We can make that time for them, absolutely. So monthly meetings, you can go to our website, which is pflagsilver.org. And there's all sorts of information there, including a membership form. Volunteering is always good. We do so many public events. We have tables and booths all the time. For example, after the 4th of July, we're going to be out at Summerfest, which I think will be in the Cobray High School parking lot again. And that was a really cool thing to attend last year because the focus is on the kids.
Yeah.
And the kids are getting school supplies. They're getting all sorts of fun swag to take home. And we had so many good conversations with parents and board members out at Cobray. We'll definitely be there again. And I believe that is on the 20th of July. And then, like Scott was telling you, we've got Silver City Pride coming up the weekend of September 21st. And I just was looking on the calendar earlier this morning, and I believe we're going to have the first powwow in a while in October.
Oh, that's great.
The red paint powwow. So I thinking maybe PFLAG needs to have a booth there too, because the Native American community is quite welcoming and there's a lot of folks there that need information and support also.
I see PFLAG at just about every event and festival, which is, I think your presence is so strong. And I, every time I walk by, you know, your booth, there's so many individuals gathered around trying to learn more and be more supportive.
Absolutely. It's the most precious thing we do. We really do, because it's public. It's there for everybody to stop by and take some free booklets, to have a conversation with us, to learn more. And, you know, in recent years, we've had so many families that have moved to New Mexico, including Silver City, because New Mexico is a more welcoming, LGBTQ supportive state these days. And we also get phone calls frequently from folks thinking about moving to New Mexico, and sometimes Silver City specifically. We got a call, I think a month ago or so, from a lesbian couple living in Florida who were looking for a new place to relocate to. And they had lived in other mountain communities before, so they were looking to move back to the mountains. And they were taking a good look at Silver City. And I was able to share some resources with them. So that happens a lot. We have folks come up to the booth and thank us for being present. And the most fun thing we do all the time.
It's great. Mayor Ken always says that Pride, you know, we're the city of unconditional love.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that.
I love that too. Definitely. Gosh, let's see, what else can I tell everybody?
You have so much going on all the time. Please share, you know, some more. Our listeners, we are talking with Dami Nelson with PFLAG.
So just a little aside here. A lot of us are aware of the horrible fires going on in Ruidoso right now.
Yeah,
and it's impacting PFLAG because one of our brand new board members who just joined the board this spring is a student at Western New Mexico University, and they were back home in Ruidoso visiting their parents when the fires broke out.
Oh.
So they are with their parents now. They had to evacuate, and fingers crossed that their home is intact. We'll see. Our thoughts go out to Levi, and we're thinking about them very much. And
We're all thinking about everyone up there.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It is.
I used to work in that Cloudcroft, Ruidoso area in the summers when I was in college, so I get it.
It's really gorgeous there too.
Yeah, it's tragic, and we're thinking about our board member Levi. Speaking of college students, we do sponsor a scholarship at Western New Mexico University, the Nancy Kaling Memorial Scholarship. And this scholarship is open to LGBTQ students and their straight allies who have demonstrated work toward equality. And we'll be getting a press release out soon about our two choices this year. So that'll be coming soon. You'll see that in the newspaper and elsewhere. We do have a dedicated PFLAG phone that you can call anytime. It is not a hotline. So if you're having a crisis, don't call the PFLAG phone, because we don't answer it all the time. We do check it every day. You can leave a message if you just need information or support. But if you're having a crisis, you know, dial 911 or 988, and you can get more immediate help that way. But you can call 575-590-8797. If you need more information, or if you're looking for someone to come from PFLAG and speak to your organization, we're always available to do that. What else? Let me think. Our website, pflagsilver.org, and you can also go to the PFLAG national website, which is pflag.org, so pflag.org, and you can get all sorts of information there, and You can actually download the booklets that we provide for free if you happen to miss us at a tabling event where we give out those booklets every time. So lots of stuff available.
Yes, you really do distribute some really great information.
Yeah, there's a booklet for everybody. Like one of the most recent booklets is for military families because they end up moving around so frequently that, you know, if they have a LGBTQ child, that kid's going to have to go and start all over at a brand new school in a brand new state often. And so this booklet helps those families navigate all those challenges.
I know that is so important. Being having been a child of a military man, you know, for the first 17 years of my life, we were constantly moving around. And I mean, even though we made, like in Hawaii, for example, where I had to live twice, even though we were on a certain state, we still moved around within that state.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So it's, the military families have some challenges, and PFLAG is there to support them, too. So I'm trying to think what else is going on.
Yeah, there's so much. What are some, really, any recent experiences you can, offhand you can think about that really touched you or inspired you? You always have great stories.
Oh, well, let's see. I believe it was 2 years ago now at Earth Day in Goff Park. We had a family that had already made the move to Silver City, but they were actually living in a motel waiting for a house to become available. And they approached our booth, and they were so happy to see us because they had moved here from Florida, and their child is, I don't know if he is trans or gender fluid or non-binary, whatever his chosen term is, but he has settled in here and is doing very, very well. And the family was really grateful to see that we are a presence in Silver City and Grant County.
That's really good. Anything else that comes to mind as we're talking about this? Because, you know, there are many more young people that are identifying as non-binary, gender fluid. What would you say to them typically, or the families, when they're talking with you?
One of the messages that PFLAG tries to give is that, you know, your feelings are your feelings, and it's okay to be confused or hurt when a child first comes out or a family member first comes out, because it can be very disruptive to what you've grown up with or what you've been taught at church or whatever. But PFLAG's got a new tagline, and it's just leading with love. And that's what PFLAG tries to do, is first of all, acknowledge your feelings, acknowledge your fears, and then help you learn to embrace and celebrate your LGBTQ loved one, and realize that, you know, they're the same person.
Yeah, they are.
They've just shared something incredibly personal with you, and that's an honor. So embrace that, embrace them, and help them live their best life and be their family and their support as they are on their journey.
Yeah. Well said, Amy. Well said. And again, when it comes to voting, you know, voting is so essential. What can you share with our listeners about how they can have these conversations with others, people they love, or maybe, you know, even others in the family that may be more divisive about subjects?
Yeah. One of the best lessons that Tyler Connolly ever taught me, and some of you listening know Tyler, he and Rob used to run the Curious Kumquat restaurant, and Tyler was a local minister here, and he's still in the United Christian Church ministry. He's living up in Portland, Oregon right now. But Tyler taught me, no one can argue with your story. So instead of rattling off statistics or trying to persuade someone to see things your way, tell them your story. If you're an ally, tell them, you know, how you became an ally, because maybe you weren't at the beginning, you know. Maybe you were under certain beliefs or attitudes, and then you got to know people, or you had a family member come out. So tell your story, I think, is the most powerful thing that you can do, because nobody can argue with that.
I agree with that. That's really how you see a lot of real positive change, when someone is vulnerable enough to tell that story.
Yeah, it's a way to open hearts and then open minds, because lots of times you have to start with the heart, and then the mind will be open and they'll consider things from a new point of view and realize, oh, I hadn't thought of that before.
That makes so much sense, because I think that's why we have come as far as we have, because there have been some courageous folks who just went out on the limb and shared their story.
Yep. Lots of brave people out there that are living their true selves, their true life, and the rest of us can take a lot of inspiration from that.
I agree. What other things would you like to see evolve from PFLAG? What are areas that you think could be addressed more readily, or what do you think?
One of the things we want to get back to doing that COVID kind of interrupted was that we'd like to do trainings for educators. The last time we had a training for education professionals was in 2019, and we partnered with GLSEN out of Albuquerque. They came down and did the actual training, and we had help from the education department at WNMU. And we had folks attend that workshop. It was a day-long workshop. We had folks there from Las Cruces and Deming, and quite a few from Silver City. So, you know, the need is there, and folks are looking for understanding. They're looking for training, especially if you're a teacher or a principal working with kids. You're going to have all kinds of kids in your experience. So better to learn about how to support them and help them make the best of their educational experience at your school, and to help give them the tools to navigate what can be a very difficult coming out process.
Yeah, I agree. What else could you add to that?
Oh, let me see. Education's a big part of our mission, and, we're on Facebook also. We actually have two Facebook pages. There's a public page and a private page. So if you go to, where did I write it down? Because it's slightly different Facebook pages, the names. There we go. The public page is PFLAG Silver City. The private page, which you'll have to be invited to join, is PFLAG of Silver City, NM, and beyond. So that's the private page where, you know, LGBTQ people themselves can actually discuss topics of interest and share things. But the public page is just PFLAG Silver City. So get on that, like it, and share, and we don't post a lot, you know, maybe once or twice a week, but we're definitely there, and I'm hoping that with these college students on our board now, we'll be on Instagram soon, and spread the love.
Yeah, I think the young people, you hear that, young people, you got to spread the love. But it's always such a joy having you on the show, Dami. I've learned so much from you, and you are I've never met anyone that works harder with an organization than you do. And you've inspired me greatly over the years I have known you. And I can't thank you enough.
Yeah, I remember when we first met, Candace, yeah.
Yeah, remember? Yes.
Yep. We were at a vigil after the Pulse nightclub shooting, and we met. And the rest is history.
It is. And, of course, listeners, I knew someone who died in the massacre. So it really just bereaved me greatly to know that this fine young man that I knew worked at a our local supermarket just up the block from where I lived, and knowing that he was one of the victims. So it was just wondrous meeting you that day and having that vigil. It meant everything in the world to me.
Yeah, I was so proud that the folks that organized that did it so quickly and smoothly. And, you know, a bunch of us just gathered very spontaneously in Goff Park, and it meant a lot to a lot of people.
Yeah, that was powerful, wasn't it?
It was indeed, especially when some folks, you know, took a turn at the microphone or speaking to the group. And it was tragedy. It's horrible, but good can come out of it.
And I think our friendship certainly did. Damie, is there anything else you want to briefly share as we wrap up today's show?
I'll repeat the phone number and the website. The phone number is 575-590-8797. Again, it is not a hotline, but if you leave a message, we will get back to you as soon as possible. And our website is pflagsilver.org, and you can also go to PFLAG National, which is pflag.org. And please know that you're not alone. There are so many, many people out there that are there to support you.
I can't thank you enough, Damie.
Hey, Candace, thanks for inviting me on again.
You bet. You have been listening to Community Spotlight on Gila Members Community Radio, Kuru 89.1 FM in Silver City, and online at gmcr.org. Community Spotlight airs every Thursday at 10:30 a.m. and is also available online at gmcr.org. I'm really glad we had this hour special today. I'm Candace Burke. Thanks for listening.